Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 14, 16 to 24. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 14, verse 16 to 24. Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'" My theme for reflection is no more excuses, the banquet is ready. No more excuses, the banquet is ready. When I was younger, I had a clever trick to get out of doing chores. I would act very busy doing something else, homework, cleaning my shoes, reading my Bible even. Anything that made me look too occupied to be interrupted. Of course, my mother saw right through it. "You are not busy," she would say. "You are just finding excuses." And you know what? She was right. In Luke 14, 16 to 24, Jesus tells a parable about excuses, about people invited to a grand feast who, when the moment came, chose their schedules over celebration. One had land to inspect, another had oxen to try out, and another had just gotten married. But underneath the surface, their responses reveal a deeper issue: indifference toward the one who invited them. They were invited to joy, and they said, "Not now." The parable is no mere commentary on ancient hospitality. It is a theological reckoning. The host is God Himself, and the banquet is the kingdom. The excuses are not just humorous, they are tragic. As theologian Miroslav Volf aptly writes, exclusion is not always imposed. It is often chosen when we love lesser things more than the greatest gift. That is the sobering heart of this story. The invitation is given, but not everyone accepts it. Jesus Christ speaks to those who are too busy for God. And the truth, that is all of us at some point. We have all postponed obedience in the name of priorities, jobs, comfort, family, even religious routines. But God's call does not bend to our convenience. His grace is free, yes, but not cheap. It demands our response. And yet this parable is not only a critique, it is a commission. When the invited guests refuse, the master says, "Go out quickly, bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame." The overlooked become the honored. The excluded are embraced. The party goes on, and the guest list expands. That is the wild, unstoppable generosity of God. He does not cancel the feast. He changes the guest list. This has two implications for us. First, no one is too broken or undeserving to receive God's invitation. If you feel like an outsider to faith, wounded, unworthy, unclean, this parable shouts, you are wanted. Second, if you have received the invitation, you are now the messenger. Like the servant in the parable, you are sent. Sent to those in your neighborhoods, offices, WhatsApp groups, and grocery lines. The gospel is not a secret to hoard, but a feast to share. Today, God's invitation is still open. The table is set. The bread of life is broken. The wine of grace is poured. And the only question is, will we come? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what excuses have I allowed to stand between me and God's invitation, whether to worship, serve, or simply to be present with Him? Number two, who in my life might feel excluded from God's banquet, and how can I extend the invitation with love and clarity? And now our practical exercise. Write a short message of encouragement or invitation to someone who may feel far from God, perhaps a friend, neighbor, or co-worker. Let them know there is a place at the table for them. You don't need to preach, just share honestly, kindly, and boldly. Gracious God, you have prepared a banquet of mercy and joy, and you invite all to come. Forgive us for the many times we have made excuses when we have chosen busyness over presence, fear over faith, and comfort over obedience. Help us hear your call anew and respond with joyful hearts. Make us bold messengers of grace, reaching the forgiven, the forgotten, and the weary with your invitation. May we live as people of the feast, radiant with your joy and ready to welcome others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.